Eric, how you doing?
Yeah, just calling.
Eric, how you doing?
I'm good, how you doing?
Okay, good. You want to talk to the folks here in Kansas City before we open it up to questions?
Oh, yes. I'm very excited to be a Kansas City Chief. I've heard about the great tradition, the great fans. I'm just ready to get to Kansas City and go to work. I'm looking forward to meeting all these fans.
Eric, what happened to your voice? You sound a little hoarse.
Oh, yeah. You know, I was very excited, you know, just this whole week. You know, it's been a blessing to be in this situation. So, yeah.
Who called you?
Scott Piola called me. And he told me that he was not ready to be a chief. Just asked me, just told me to remember all the things we talked about in his meeting room. Just come in ready to work.
What were your impressions of the Chiefs when you interviewed with them and thought that they might be a potential team that you would be drafted by?
Oh, I loved it. Not only did I like the coaching staff, I know the coaching staff they have. They're a very good staff. I know they're about their business. I feel like it's a privilege to be able to work with those guys. They have a lot of wisdom on the defensive side of the ball, particularly Romeo Crennel, Emmitt Thomas, guys like that on the defensive ball who I can look up to, and they can kind of show me and groom me into the safety that I need to be.
What do you bring to the table, Eric?
I definitely bring in the intensity, the passion for the game, and also I think I bring in all the character things and the things off the field. I love working in the community. I love just being a great guy to people. I just love working, so I'm excited about being the Kansas City Chiefs with all the wonderful fans.
Eric, one of those stories that Coach Haley told us about you was that on Friday nights before home games, sometimes you'd be in the equipment room helping the equipment manager. Why would you do that?
I really just wanted to, help the guys out and really get a sense of appreciation. The managers that we have on our team, they work so hard, and I just wanted to put myself in their shoes so I could feel, so I could appreciate what they do for me. They always make sure my equipment is all intact, make sure my shoulder pads are good, and make sure my helmet is looking good. So I wanted to see what they went through on a day-to-day basis and what they did to help me and just show my appreciation to those guys.
How much did you improve or benefit by playing under Monty Kiffin?
Coach Kiffin showed me so many things. He just showed me a lot about defense and why he was calling plays. And not just telling me to run this and run that. He actually showed me why we were running it and what plays it was going to stop. So I felt like he really prepared me for this level.
You know, you're one of five safeties since 1970 to be drafted with the top five pick. How does that make you feel?
I feel very, very good about that. But at the same time, I haven't done anything yet. I think that's really based off the past safety or the current safety that's playing in the NFL. Guys like Terrence Sharper and Ed Reed and Troy Polamalu, guys that show GMs that if you have a valuable safety, that you can win games and it can definitely affect the outcome of games.
Eric,
that I'm coming there ready to work.
Eric, what prepared you going back to Fairburn or even Knoxville for this? What did you learn growing up or in college that gets you ready for this kind of situation?
I think my dad, working with my dad, showing me just what hard work was about. And what you had to do to accomplish goals. This was one of my biggest goals that I had in my life, and I just stuck at it. And he always motivated me and showed me that I needed to work.
What do you remember about the one penalty flag you accumulated into Tennessee?
That was a pass interference call my freshman year, and I didn't really think. I don't know if I did pass interference, but they called it on me. After that, I really just took pride in not getting penalties. I don't like putting my team in bad situations, so I made sure I did everything in between the whistles and just try to play good, clean football.
Does that still bother you that you got that one?
A little bit. As there was blemish, but at the same time, I think it's a pretty good track record.
Eric, where's your dad? Is he in New York with you?
Yes, he's up there right now.
What did he ever get a chance to try out in the NFL after his career at Tennessee?
Yes, he tried out for the Dallas Cowboys, and injured his foot in camp. He got signed as a free agent, and he got released.
What kind of, have you ever seen tape of him?
Oh, yeah, I saw a lot of his college film, and I watched a lot of his high school film also.
What kind of running back was he?
He was probably one of my nightmares. just the way he hit the hole, the way he blocked, the way he did everything. He did it full speed and with a passion, and that's what I tried to bring to the safety position.
How much did it help having one of the top defensive linemen in the country playing in front of you?
It helped a lot. I think it helped our defense. You know, just having Big Dan up front, eating up blocks, putting pressure on the quarterback. A lot of my success in my career goes to Big Dan. And he also goes to a lot of players that he helped get in the league. Also, like Gerard Nail, he kept blocks off of him also. So I think Big Dan deserves a lot of credit.
So it's important for you to be successful as a safety to have those guys in front of you getting the job done and getting to the quarterback. And not necessarily sacking a guy, but pressuring a guy.
Yeah, it does mean a lot, and I do appreciate that.
Hey, Eric, a lot of people are comparing you to Ed Reed. Who do you think you play like in the NFL, if there's a comparison at all, or who do you model your game after, if anybody?
I watched a lot of film on Ed Reed and Troy Polamalu. I just tried to take both of them and just try to make my own type of safety. One that will come up to hit, but then also at the same time, we get interceptions and take them to the house.
When you watch the tape of those guys, what do you look for?
Really, I just try to look and see the way they attack ball carriers, the way they disguise before a play, the way they use their instincts to make plays, not afraid to go and make plays. So I like the way they play the game.
Going in the top five is pretty good, but you said earlier this week that you were going to be paying attention to every team that passed you up in the draft. Is that just part of your competitive nature?
Oh, yeah, that's a part of my competitive nature. Right now I'm just so excited to be with the Kansas City Chiefs and just excited to be a part of this organization. They are in the back of my mind, but at the same time, I'm just ready to get in and go to work first.
Eric, you know that dental school is going to have to wait now. Are you okay with that?
Yeah, I'm fine with that.
What are you going to do with your money? You got anything in particular you want to buy right away?
No, I just really want to get this 2010 Camaro. I love Chevys, so that'll be the first person I make. I already took care of my mom. My mom has a Range Rover, so just looking forward to just, you know, putting the rest of that away. Once I get my car a nice place, a comfortable place to stay, I'll be done with that. I'll be on the training camp.
Kerry, do you consider yourself a leader?
Yes, I do consider myself a leader, especially since I was voted captain the summer of my freshman year. I was actually a sophomore year captain, so that went into my sophomore year. I was only 19 at the time, but at that time, 23, 22, even 24-year-olds were voting me as a team captain.
Do you expect to be in training camp on time? You mentioned training camp already.
Oh, yeah, I really expect to be on training camp on time. I'm ready to go to work. That's one of the big reasons why I picked my agent, because that's one of his main things also.
Who is your agent?
Chad Speck.
And is the story, I saw a story somewhere, or maybe you told it at the Combine, that you got into studying tape when your mom made home movies of you playing in high school?
Yes, but actually she used to videotape me when I was like 11. So where she would videotape me in Little League football playing at Fairburn, and I used to look at them when I got home. And at first it was just entertainment, liking to see what I just used to like to see what I did and like to see how I scored. But then I started noticing things that I could improve. And so once I started doing that, I started critiquing myself and just trying to become a better football player.
What's your mom's name?
Carol Berry.